Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and welcome to today's catch-up.
Do you know someone who's had the same thing for lunch day after day, year after year? Well, we've got your calls on Perth's longest same lunch.
We'll welcome the Shania Choir, a Fringe World show featuring a 14-piece choir singing and looking like Shania Twain.
And Justin Hamilton takes a look at the very, very, very scary new movie, Split.
The perfect drive home is with Lisa and Pete, and the perfect kitchen is with APG Homes. Get 25K to customise the kitchen of your new two-story with their Kitchen Flair and Air promotion. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Survey went out. One in six people admitted they have sat down to the same lunch every day for at least 2 years.
All right. I like Margaret's.
I'm Margaret in Greenwood.
Margaret. Hi,
what have you been
Lisa
having for
Pete.
Lunch?
Well, okay, it was 30 years ago when and government departments used to have their own cafeteria.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend and I would have every day a white roll with nicely diced chicken, salt and pepper, a can of Coke, and a crunchy bar.
Oh, that, love it.
Hang on, was there anything else in the roll or was it just chicken and salt and pepper?
Butter.
Chicken and salt and, chicken and salt and pepper.
And a nice white, not good for your roll. I loved it.
All right, well,
go on.
No, go on.
You know, you're 18 and you can eat what you like, so it doesn't matter.
First time, yeah, first time out of home. Mum's not telling you to have a salad in there. Thanks, Margaret.
You're welcome.
Kelly in Kenwick, how long have you had the longest same lunch?
My son, and it's 7 years. It's a mother sandwich, no butter. It's a Polish meat, and you can also think of it like crackerwurst.
Oh, I love crackerwurst. Yum.
No butter.
Yeah.
No butter?
No butter. Doesn't like butter.
Oh, good for him. That's healthy, isn't it?
Thanks,
yum,
Kelly.
I love a small meat.
All right, there we go. We've gone from 3 years to 7 years.
I really meant nothing by that. Take that whichever way you like. I do like a small meat.
We have a bucket full of,
good, of
Lisa-isms that we're slowly putting together. 13:33:53. How long have you had the longest lunch in Perth? Marilyn in Mullaloo.
Hi.
What have you had every day for 25 years?
25 years ago, I moved to Perth and I was a student at Edith Cowan. So every day, instead of making lunch, I go and get a coffee latte.
Yes.
And because I don't eat a lot during the day, and I'd always make sure I had a coffee for lunch to keep me going.
Right.
So every day, whether it's summer, winter, I have a coffee latte.
Coffee latte?
Well, it's a flat white.
Yeah, flat white. I know. There's so many different ways of saying a white coffee, really, isn't there?
Yeah, a flat white every day. Yeah. And, every day for lunch and sometimes for breakfast. But I skipped the main meal and
had the milk,
and the coffee, and that's my food.
Wow, a milk lunch.
I'm not fat.
I bet you're not.
Yeah, well, I'm completely the other way, and I can't go an hour without having something in my hand to eat. Luke in Swanview.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, how you going?
How long have you been having your ham, cheese, onion, and tomato?
Past 25 years, guys.
Ooh, well, this is a sandwich.
No, a toasty.
Oh, a toasty. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, you're onto something here.
Best lunch, actually, as well as longest, I think.
It's like pretty much like a ritual for me, hey?
Yep.
If I go without it, I'll pretty much go mad. I'll go off the walls.
Wow,
that's
mate.
That's bizarre, isn't it? And so if you're not at work, Luke, do you still crave that for lunch?
Oh, yeah. Bloody oath.
Okay.
Right.
There's your answer.
All right.
Thanks, Luke.
See you, Luke.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
G'day, guys. We are going to talk about one of the masters of cinema, M. Night Shyamalan, who, as a director, has given us the brilliant, like The Sixth Sense, movies that were ahead of their time, Unbreakable, that is a classic, and he's also made some atrocities, like Lady in the Water. So it was with hope in my heart and trepidation in my steps that I decided to check out his new movie, Split. Split stars James McAvoy as Kevin Crumb, a man suffering from dissociative identity disorder and possesses 23 distinct personalities. When one of his alter egos abducts three teenage girls, his captives must try to play his different personalities off against one another in the hope of escaping his clutches. But with a new personality on the way, will the girls escape in time or be held captive to this new persona? Have a listen to this and then we'll have a chat about this film.
Hey, pardon me, sir. I think you have the wrong car.
What are we doing here? What the hell is going on?
I was sent to get you for a reason.
There's a flower on the pillows, a flower in the bathroom, like we're important.
The only chance we have is if all three of us go crazy on this guy.
Who is that? Maybe she can help us.
We're here! Help us!
We're in here!
Don't worry. He's not allowed to touch you.
Look, I've got to be honest, it's been a long time since I actually enjoyed a Shyamalan movie. In fact, the last one I enjoyed was The Last Airbender, and that wasn't because it was a good movie. It was because the word bender is a euphemism for gay in the UK, so I couldn't help but laugh every time a character yelled out, "Look out, here comes a bender!" I don't think that's what M. Night was looking for when he made that film, but gee whiz, it was really entertaining while you're in the cinema. And to be honest, I had not planned on seeing this film. To such an extent, I read a big article on it that gave away most of the plot twists, but then it turned out all the plot twists seemed kind of bat crazy, and it made me think, well, maybe I want to go and check this out. So yes, this was one of those weird moments where spoilers actually enticed me to go and check out a movie. The MVP of the film is James McAvoy. Overall, I think the film is a fun yet tense B movie, but McAvoy's performance is A+. And I think in lesser actors' hands, this could have been a very embarrassing performance, but he nails every part of it. Like, at one minute, he's got some dark humour. The next minute, you're thinking, oh my God, he's really scary. And then the next minute, he kind of entices you in because he makes you sympathetic towards the character. It's a shame that it's a great performance stuck in a genre that won't get a lot of respect, because if this was in any type of movie, people would be giving him awards. But you know what it's like. It's an M. Night Shyamalan film. People will overlook it, but he is fantastic. The main teenage girl is played by Anna Taylor-Joy, who won me over last year with her performance in the super creepy 2016 film The Witch. This kid has real acting chops, and she's going to be someone to keep an eye on in the next few years. But the best part of this movie is something that happens after the film has finished. I know, it's got a Marvel moment. So normally I don't like to point these things out, but so many people got up once the film had finished and left, they would have missed the little bit that happened at the end. And I don't want to say what it is, but it's crazy. Like, it is really crazy, and it suggests something that M. Night Shyamalan might be doing in the future. And I have to say, this is the most excited I've been since I've seen Unbreakable. I think he's tapped back into the craziness that he's really good at, and this is a fun B-movie with A-grade talent, and I can see how this has been a surprise hit, and I honestly can't wait to see what he does next. I'm giving Split 3 bananas with nuts out of 5.
The Shania Choir, a Shania Twain retrospective. Oh, wow, this is amazing. It's an hour-long show and well worth the $20 to $25. Joined now by Alex and Amali. And you might remember Alex's voice, actually, because he was in here last week when we had the Clown Choir as well. Good to have you in here, guys.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having us. Lovely to have you out of costume. I know, last time I was dressed as a really scary mime. Today I'm just dressed as a really scary boy.
Well, I can't believe that I love it that we've been fortunate enough to have, within the space of 1 week, two choirs, because they're appearing at the festival. Choirs they're not only in church, and they haven't just sprung out of nowhere, have they?
I think the thing it's done is made singing kind of not as lame and dorky for a lot of people, but also let people know it's kind of accessible, because everyone's got a voice, so have a sing.
Now, I need to tell you a story, right? Because I...
Hang on, I need to get comfortable.
Yeah. I'm taking me wrong. I love what you guys do, and I love choirs. I love that it's so talented and so much work goes into it. But Shania Twain, there's a place here in Perth that burnt down in 2006 called the Midland Military Markets, right? But there was a 5-stack CD player in there, and every afternoon at 1 o'clock, it would get stuck on Shania Twain's greatest hits, and that lasted for 6 years.
Wow.
The best thing to come out of that place burning down was never having to hear Shania Twain again. Every single word, and as you guys were singing, just in my mind, it's these sort of songs that get stuck into your head. And is that the reason why you chose Shania Twain?
I think we chose Shania Twain because Shania rhymes with choir. It's
too good a pun. I mean, next year's show, Mariah Choir, then Marina Pryor Choir, then Earth, Wind & Fire Choir. It's just never going to end.
Yeah. No, Shania's just, is accessible to so many people. Yeah. Like, she's accessible to the country music crowd, to the pop crowd, to the people who love those sort of 90s hits.
She's high cap. She's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
totally. Yeah.
That's half of it.
And
yeah.
For us, the show's actually a story of her life and career. And she's actually had a pretty hard life from a pretty lowly upbringing.
Interesting
and
career.
A lot of stuff go not as well as it could have for her in her career as a singer.
Yeah.
So the show covers that. And in researching for the show, we actually learn a lot about this individual who's made a huge impact on country music and pop music, but actually done it through adversity, but released a ton of amazing music and written basically all herself with her producer.
Are you all dressed as Shania on the night?
Yeah,
are.
Pretty much identical.
And wouldn't you be disappointed if they were?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually quite a beautiful image, all of us standing there in the, you know, the same country shirts with our big brown hair wigs and Alex in his amazing, amazing pants that you just, I reckon that's just his pants are worth the $25 alone. Mm.
But the Shania of Twain's, I don't know. I wonder what the, you know, the thing is, like a...
The collective
the
noun.
The collective noun. Thank you very much.
The Twain of Shania's.
The Twain of Shania's. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see a Twain of Shania's with a Shania choir, a Shania Twain retrospective. Tonight, they're back on at 6:30. Hour-long show, $25. It's at Fringe Hub Circus Theatre, fringeworld.com.au for details and ticket arrangements. And if you can't get there tonight, it's on until the 19th of February. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you've also had a chance to jump in, all 14 of you, into the studio and record a little bit of what they do.
Of course.
This is Still the One. Take it away.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together. Together, I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing.
They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still the one.
You're still the one.
Shania Choir.
Fantastic.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Get more Lisa and Pete for the drive home and get more than 40 grand added value in your new two-story with APG Homes Kitchen Flair and Air promotion for a limited time.